Walking to Auschwitz for Carrie Harrison. Strange man, think you can walk there along the tracks, photo shows a freight train juddering by out of focus in the scanty shimmer of snow, slowly passing the eyes, coming out of Budapest, due north on foot, only mountains in your way, the roads go every which way between you and him, the him you never had. So have to meet there, here, on the face of the earth, Peneha Arets, from which we measure how high is up, and the road above the coal mine goes. The tracks led underground, slipping inside the smallest hill, and in the dark he followed, thinking, this is what we call a tunnel. It goes through even the biggest mountain. Remember Mont Blanc, or the sinister tunnel at Sanye, beneath the Vosges, where you choke on fumes for 7 miles and think of sky. No sky anymore. When a man walks the place that is remembered, there is no sky. But why do the tracks keep going down? Intention. Intention is a tunnel. When you walk somewhere, you walk through a tunnel. He saw a blue light far ahead and went for it, the way we do. Easy. I love blue, the soul's own color. And in the old subways, once a mile, the light was blue. Easy going. His feet had somewhere back picked up the measure of the sleepers. He stepped easy on the wooden ties, easy from wood to wood between the metal. Alchemic road, so dark. I am a calendar, he thought. My pages flutter underground. I make time with my feet. Measure, moonless measure of a man needing something, trying to do something that has no meaning. Sharp as a violin, escaping from the cello in Mozart, Kirchhoff 428. Never get out, never get out. A blue light he followed since he saw measured men underground. Lost rooms, they read with their fingers, trail along the old stone walls. Who knows who dug out such descendings? See with fingertips, touch to make real. Touch if you believe, always doubt. The light goes out, on again, the blue condition you propose to follow. There she is. It is a woman, one of so many, but this one is here. I see her face, her bare shoulders press against my cheek. Women are paratactic, one and then another, linkless on a dark road. Where to lead him? That was her worry, her business, fall, fate, responsibility. A man's destiny is a woman's responsibility. That is the nature of the dream, the sad old scripture we call Lilith's dream. Ich bin die schöne Lau, she said, bluish. An inland mermaid, lukewarm lady. Wherever I am, something streams. She wanted, really, to be sitting by the fire, in a taffeta housecoat, reading folk tales out of Hegel's little treasure chest, but here she was in Slovak cold, naked in blue light, leading a man no longer young, into a dark place no longer earth, in a world no longer real. Is this the road to Krakow, over the border? Is there a border that teaches me where I want to go? He wanted to know. I am looking for my grandfather, dead 60 years on this very road. Did you know him in winter? They sent him from Birkenau to make his way in cotton clothes. His stripes were blue like you, and no food, no food to Budapest, from which I come. Did you? Maybe it was this very winter where I meet you. Isn't winter what lasts always? Tell me, speak to me. But the woman, he could see only her shoulder. I could see him watching only her shoulder, could say nothing. I do not speak any language of the living, she thought. I could see her thinking. I speak of Etruscan, Lydian, old Basque. Nobody will ever know more than the shoulder of me, or what I know, flashing in blue light under the earth like a dolphin's fin, flashing like a rabbi calling God to help him, a man, starfish, splayed out on the electric fence. Let my shoulder guide you through all the images of pain, to where the pain is born. He could hear her thinking, but no man knows what thinking thinks. It is an arrow, like the one Sloterdijk says Heidegger drew, one of many, an arrow hurrying into the bow, hurrying towards an ever-vanishing horizon. To be is to be gone. Clink of gravel against the rail, Prithivi, he heard, where you are, the earth before the earth, you find again. But his feet understood how to walk in the dark. The obstacle becomes the road. The blue light is gone now, extinguished when she didn't speak. A man's body knows well enough where to go. I Tachi, your grandfather, he heard something finally, more echo than her voice, more slish of gravel under his feet than an echo. Section further. Towards the end. As it traveled. The worst things were the churches that we passed. Christ trying to escape from his cross. Or like Jesus in Moshe Nadir's story, trying to get out of the stained glass window and get back to his brother Jews, Minyan, to die with them in their company. It's time for prayer. He didn't pray along the way. The worst things were the churches, the schools, the breweries, the neat hotels. The worst things were the houses, the cars that passed us, and the cars that stopped. Go back. All I can do is try to change directions, break the pattern, chop down the birch trees. They're gone already. See, you're back from your outrageous pilgrimage. Walking anywhere at all is walking there, I said. No, it's not, he said. You don't meet her along the way unless the way you've taken takes you to the worst place of all. And you walk only half conscious to see where death comes from. Folly, I said, death comes from everywhere, everything. Fool you, he said. Not this kind of death. Not this special death that swallows the past along with all you love. The death that wipes out Hölderlin and Brahms, Dürer and Nietzsche. Leaves nothing but an old man dying in a cotton shirt, praying to a God that death swallows too. After this death, no one listens. No one prays. That's why I had to go, to reverse the flow. Nothing is left of all we loved but love. Or just some pity to sense with my legs, the only trace I have of him, to wear his shadow and let it take me through the dark. I look down at my feet and see his scars.